It's Tuesday, February 4th, 2025.
I think Canadians are a little perplexed as to why our closest friends and neighbors are choosing to target us.
Donald Trump's on and off tariff threats spike global energy prices. Trump administration deletes climate change and environmental justice across the government. Plus,
this is the time of year when we're trying to store water in our reservoirs for the very hot, dry summer that looks like is coming.
And Trump dumped billions of gallons of much-needed reservoir water in California.
All of that idiocy and more straight ahead. Him, not you. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Believe it or not, you know, they were having restrictions. They wanted to restrict you to 38 gallons of water a day. That sounds like a lot, but it's not. When you're a rich person and you like to take a shower.
That's a good one. Poor people, they don't need to shower at all. This is your Green News Report. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Okay, Desi Doyen, we're 3 weeks in and I'm already exhausted by how much of an idiot he is. Therefore, over to you. What do you got for us in your latest report?
Well, first, on Monday, Donald Trump roiled global stock markets and spiked oil and gas futures after he imposed tariffs on most imports from Canada, the United States' largest source of crude oil and natural gas.
Good for his funders, bad for his voters.
Trump temporarily paused the tariffs, but the impacts remained. A supplier of heating oil in New England announced an immediate price hike for residential customers. Analysts warn that the threat of tariffs persists and to expect higher prices for diesel, heating oil, jet fuel, gasoline, propane, and more. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia on CNN pointed out the irrationality of Trump's tariffs.
And I'm struck by the irony of last week the president signed an emergency order regarding energy. There's an energy emergency, and he just put a 10% tariff on energy from Canada. He is increasing prices at the pump, and at the same time, he's saying there's an energy emergency.
That's not irony, you're being struck by, Senator. That's idiocy.
Also, dozens of federal agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency and the Departments of Agriculture and Transportation, have deleted references to climate change and environmental justice from their websites and canceled climate-related initiatives.
Well, because if they're not on their websites, it doesn't exist, right?
The New York Times reports that Trump's halt on climate spending has stalled clean energy projects, factory construction, and jobs, many in states that voted Republican. The EPA cut off $7 billion in grant funding from the Inflation Reduction Act that were already under contract to recipients of a nationwide low-income solar residential program. Mm. Several major agencies have issued gag orders, halting nearly all external communications and meetings, all of it as laid out in the right-wing manifesto, Project 2025.
Go figure.
Unelected billionaire Elon Musk over the weekend asserted control over key institutions that function as the central nervous system of the U.S. government, like the Treasury Department. Although funds appropriated by Congress can't be canceled, experts say that Musk's takeover of Treasury's sensitive payment system is a choke point that could be used to selectively shut off payments to anyone, like grants and funding already approved for clean energy projects. In other not great news, the Trump administration over the weekend directly interfered with California's water management system. First, California water regulators had to debunk Trump's false claims that the U.S. military had turned on the water in the state, part of his attacks on the state's leaders over the deadly Los Angeles fires. And then, days after Trump's false statements, administration officials, without warning, ordered the surprise release of billions of gallons of water from two federally owned dams in California's Central Valley. Experts say that water cannot physically get to Los Angeles and it will not help farmers because it's the wrong time of year for it. Trump's colossal mismanagement of water will hurt farmers, they say, because it was already earmarked for use in the dry summer months. and the water was released without any coordination, increasing flood damage risks.
This idiot released 2.2 billion gallons of water, much of which is going to end up in the ocean, none of which is going to end up down here in Los Angeles, where our reservoirs are already full.
And finally, also not great news, a new study shows that microplastics are making their way into human brains, with potentially dangerous effects on people's health and mental fitness. In a small study of cadavers, researchers found tiny shards of plastic waste are passing through the blood-brain barrier and into human brains, with higher levels in brains with dementia, raising questions about the possible health consequences of exposure to plastics.
Anyone check Trump's brain lately? For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's not sane. It's not sane.